I'm sorry. Garnet, what do you think?
I like this from Maddie. Again, like, the Maddie energy was right there. I did kind of like the effort that you put in to do the harmonies and stuff. Like, I thought that was, like, great for a finale. However, they weren't always as spot on as I'd like. The first harmony came in a little sharp, and then the ones after that were kind of flat and have flat moments consistently through the song. And again, some of your longer notes were sometimes under pitch. But I did like it from you. I still enjoyed listening to it. It didn't, like, detract from my enjoyment of the song. So, good job, Maddie.
I didn't notice the pitch problems, but that's just because, like, I don't know. Sometimes I don't notice that when I listen to a song, like, the first time around.
It just kind of stood out for me.
And especially when there's, like, harmonies and stuff, I'm like, oh my god, so distracting. So crazy. But I really... The harmonies sound a little too loud for me at the beginning. Like, they were overpowering your main vocals.
Oh, I thought it was supposed to be like that because it was, like, an old-fashioned song. And they don't really, like...
That's true.
They don't really harmonize, per se. No.
But I really, like, loved your energy. I liked that you picked, like, a pretty intense song for pop, and then you kind of, like, did, like, a mellower rock song. Like, I thought that was a good way to, like, balance your song choices. I thought this was really well done and really, really, really well mixed. And, yeah, mm-hmm. I, like... Oh, wait, sorry. I just contradicted myself. I just said that it was well-mixed, and then before I said the things were too loud. I don't know why I said that. I was looking at, like, my notes and I said mix and I said well, like energize, and I like I'm sorry, I totally mixed it up. I thought the mixing was weird for me, but maybe what Valk was saying is true. I don't know, but I thought your energy was really, really well done. That's the note. Okay, there we go. I'm sorry, Valk, go ahead. Oh my God, that was like a hot mess. I'm sorry.
I pretty much had the same notes. I thought the like when you did the harmonies low, it sounded better than like when you were singing a little higher in the harmony. It didn't really mesh that well with the lead vocal, I don't think. I loved the energy, but like it was weird. Like I thought throughout the song I heard skipping of like the like audio glitch type skipping. I think I heard it
Yeah.
like twice or so. It was
Oh
like,
yeah, I heard that too. That was really weird.
yeah, I'm wondering if it was like the karaoke or like if you mixed it down and like didn't hear it glitch or something weird.
Well, but in this, like towards the end, it sounded like she stumbled a little bit timing-wise because of the karaoke, and I was wondering if that was because of the karaoke. Did you
Oh,
notice
so
that?
it's the stupid carrier. Yeah, a
Yeah, I
little bit. It
noticed.
might I thought it was the glitch, but it might have been a little of both.
So I don't know if it was maybe a glitch. No, that's true. I don't know if it was like the mix down glitch. I don't know.
This is a quandary.
It is.
But
I haven't
I
heard
thought like
that word
your
in a long time.
I thought your lead vocal sounded really good, and the energy was good, but I wish your harmony would have been a little more polished, because yeah, it was like kind of like flat and sharp and weird kind of throughout, so you're
I mean, like, I don't, Rochelle, like, you're quite familiar with this song, aren't you?
Yeah, I know this song pretty well.
Yeah, I don't know, like, sometimes when I'm hearing a song that I don't know, I like become hypercritical of it, just like, you know, to see how it sounds. Maybe that's like why, because the pitch issues weren't like epic. Oh, sorry, I just knocked my mic stand. Weren't just like epic. They were always like slightly like they were
Yeah.
very slight for me, but they stood out because I was like listening for them. You know, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it
Yeah.
does. Okay, so we can listen to Beloved's rock song now.
Woo.
sleeping in the devil's bed. There's some rumors going round. Someone's underground. She can rock you in the night until your skin turns red. Ooh, a chair woman. See how high she flies. Ooh, a chair woman. She got the moon in her.
Beloved Rock.
Rawr.
I'm more like, well, Beloved, like, sexiest way.
Yeah, Beloved was, like, seducing us.
This was, like, really sexy. Like, the very first few lines, I was like, whoa, hot damn. And it was like...
she really wants to win this finale, you know, she's seducing us.
I, like, super liked this. I liked how different it was from your first song. Like, I thought you really kind of showed, like, a different range of emotion, which was awesome. And I really just loved the way that you sang this, and, like, your backtrack stuff was so awesome. Like, you just sounded, like, really just into it. I don't know. And, like, I just had this image of you, like, singing on a stage being, like, ooh, ooh, like, really, like, sexy and stuff. I don't know. It was great. Valk?
Yeah. I kept them giggling during the song because, like, in Seinfeld, they, like, have a joke with the song, and they're like, oh, witchy woman. So I was like, Seinfeld, lol. Like, yeah, only, like, one person is going to understand that reference, probably.
What? What is Seinfeld?
It's like a show in the... In the 90s.
I've never heard of it.
Was it in the 90s? Yeah. It's like a sitcom.
Oh, okay.
It is awesome, and you should go watch it. But, anyway. Yeah, this is, like, really, like, whoa, it was sexy. I kept on, like, it was, like, Catwoman-y. I don't know how else to put it. It was, like, really, like, kind of, like, slinky, and, like, none of this makes any sense. But, like, I don't know, like, really kind of, like, you were waltzing across the stage all, like, seductive, like, with, like, a mic in your hand, and, like...
I know.
Like,
it's like, yeah. Jessica Rabbit on Country Road.
Yeah, it was just, like, really, really hot, and, like, I loved the emotion on it, like, you just, like, really brought it out. And the harmonies were really cool. I love, like, the lower one. There was one part, I think, like, one word, like, I think flies or something, that the harmony sounded like it went off, like, a little bit, but that was... like, the only thing that I caught, really, because I was really enjoying this, and it reminded me of Seinfeld, so that was, like, double win.
Valk is just, like, getting all these, like, great, like, songs tonight, like, that mean, that just give her lols, basically.
I know.
Garnet?
Well, this kind of, like, gives me lols, I guess, because, like, I absolutely adore the Eagles. I was hoping that someone would do the Eagles for country rock. I'll start with the only negative that I have, which was on Fingertips, on, like, the first and the opening, like, the note choices that you made. I don't know, like, I don't know if it was phrasing or it just sounded a bit off, but, like, everything else in the song I just really, really liked. Everything, like, it was a combination of loads of different factors that gave it this slow, sultry, sexy vibe. Like, the little melody note changes and phrasing changes that you made, like, kept it interesting because this song can get repetitive, so that was great. And then, like, I liked how there was volume changes in the dynamics of the harmonies. volume changes in the harmonies that added to the dynamics. Oh, I can't speak. It kind of added this, like, mystery, like, you're listening, drew you in as a listener. I just thought that it was just really well produced overall, and, like, a full package for me.
Mm-hmm.
She's got the package for me.
Oh,
I'll buy it though.
yeah.
Basically, Laura wants Cherie's package. No big deal.
I
I
not
don't think women
denying
have
that.
packages.
Oh, they can have packages.
So don't.
I
Okay.
don't think you want that kind of woman.
Maybe Laura does. I don't know.
Oh, snap.
Whoa.
Maybe she rolls that way. No, okay. Okay, so now we're on to free choice. They could do whatever country song they wanted. And we're gonna hear Beloved first.
Yay.